Fourth parak in the Yivim Chlitza begins as follows. Ketzer mitzvah chlitza, what is the, how is the commandment of chlitza supposed to be performed? Hayivamai lechas achayavim b'makom shusham. The widow sister-in-law goes after the yavim to the locality where he's found. The baled yanim, they come to the judge. V'hem kayum lei v'nasim lei etzei again eslei v'law. And the judge's month summon him to court, and they offer him counsel that's appropriate both for him and her. If it's a good, sound advice in this case to be miyabim, they advise him he should be miyabim. And if in this case it would be beneficial to advise chlitzik again, shahaisehi yaldav huzakim, for example, a case where she's a small girl and he's an adult, or he's king, or vice versa, she's adult and he's young, so it wouldn't fit for them to marry yet, and they say lachlitz. Then they advise him to give chlitza. The judges have to appoint a place where to sit, and afterwards the widow performs the chlitza in front of them. Also, because the Chumash in Devarim Chaf Hei Zayin says that the Yavama should go up to the gate to the elders. And so there has to be a place to go. Lay native like cover makam, if they did not arrange to sit or appoint a meeting place, ala naku nika v'nikais he v'hulif name v'cholzach litzasik shera. But although they did not appoint a place, but they met by chance, and both the yavim and the yavama happened to be in their presence, and they performed the chlitza, it's kasha. Halacha gimel umlam de mesav es yavim liquid grace ad shahu v'hi yiyu regilin. Another Ram says as follows. Both the Yavam and the Yavam have to be taught to recite the different parts that they have to say in Lashon Kodesh, the wording which he goes on to enumerate until it's fluent by them. In particular, the woman has to be able to say the words, he does not want to perform his duty in one breath. And then she has to say in another breath come the words, Yabmi, the duty of my husband's brother unto me. In order that the reason it has to be separated, in order that shouldn't be mash, it shouldn't seem as if she was saying, if she would stop after lay, it would be like an exclamation, lay. It's not that he doesn't want Ava Yabmi, he'll come and be Miyabmi. So therefore you have to say Le Yava, he does not want Yabmi to be Miyabmi. Same Allah the Mefreshim say he has to say that Lechafatsi, he has to also say Bneshimachas, because otherwise it would be Mashmalay. You're saying I don't want to Lay, that's not too Chafatsi, I want her. And once she is fluent in what she has to say, even if she did not recite it in one breath, we are not particular on this. If she cannot say it in one breath, we teach her until she becomes used to it. Now the Rambam says, chlitza has to be performed by day, not by night. And that goes according to Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, and Yavamis Daf Kuf Dalid Amid Aleph, because Chalitza is a din, and a din has to be by day. Then the Rambam says, "Ubefnei Shlesh Sheyedim Lahakas," and it has to take place in the presence of three people who know how to instruct the parties in reciting what they have to say. Vim Echem Min Hashlesh Agir Apostle, if one of the three is a convert, it's not a good even if his father was a ger, his mother was a regular Jew, the chlitza cannot be performed. Until both his father and his mother will be regular Jewish people. Although we said it has to be formed in with three people, but the proper procedure is to perform it in front of five people in order that it should become publicly known. And the other two people can even be illiterate people not knowing any halachas as follows. Ketzer cholzin, how is the chlitza performed? Mevi'in le'minol shal osh yeshe akiv, a leather shoe with a heel attached, vein atop of a piston and not sewn with flax and thread, is brought, v'lev should be yamin, and he puts it on, the yavam puts it on his right foot, v'keshu tzoyis av al ragli, and ties the laces on the foot, va'emid hu v'hi b'fnei beizdin, and him and his sister-in-law then stand before the court, u'makim li'yivam b'loshna kedish, and they make her recite. The court makes the Yavama recite in the Lashon Kedesh, in the Hebrew language, Me'en Yavami, that my husband, brother, refuses to be Miyabami. V'achakach, Makim L'Yavam Le'chafatsi L'kachta, and then we make the lever, the Yavam respond by saying, I don't want to take it. V'nei Yitzchak Le'ba'aretz, and then the Yavam has to plant his foot firmly into the land, V'hiyesh, into the ground. V'hi yeshavas u'pashta yada b'fnei beznu matas etzus haminu mi'al ragli v'chayletas haminu u'mashlechas esel aretz. So then she sits down before him and extends her hand in front of the court where they could see it, and she loosens the lace of the shoe off his foot, removes the shoe and casts it to the ground. U'mishi yishmat reva akiv huto yivam lezar, and from the second that the greater part of the heel is off his foot, then she becomes permitted to marry any stranger. Halacha zayin, va'achakach emedes v'yerekes b'aretz k'neged panav rak hanir l'dayanim, and then she has to rise up and spit on the ground before him enough saliva that is visible to the judges. Shemitzas chlitza sheyishneim eimdim b'shas kriyu b'shas rikika. Although we said part of it she sat down, but when they're two parts have to be standing up, which is when they say the wording and when she spits. The judges have to see the saliva that goes out of her mouth, and then they teach her to say, to recite, Kochi yasal isha shalayivna speis echa, v'nikrish may be so, beis chalutz no. And the pasuk in Devarim 25:9-10 that she says, so shall it be done to the man that does not build up his brother's house, and his name shall be called in the congregation of Israel, the house of him that had his shoe loosed. Hakol b'Lashna Kedesh, the wording has to be in the Lashna Kedesh, the holy tongue, Shanama Kocha, because it says in the Chumash Kocha b'Lashna Zeh, in this language. When she says the words Beis Chalutz Anal, everyone who's sitting over there answers after Chalutz Anal Shalosh Pam. They say the words that him who had his shoe loose three times. The Tzorich Tiskavna Yivam Shatachlitz Lei Tiskavnu Shayachlitz La. And the sister-in-law has to have the intention to perform Chlitza for the Yavim, and he has to have the intention to submit to Chlitza from her. And they should do this mitzvah and the whole ceremony for this specific purpose. And a blind man cannot submit to chlitza, because it says she'll spit in his face, and he does not see her spit. Now it's explained in the Gemara that she doesn't actually spit in his face, but in front of him. Also the Baal Mishnah, the Baal Hilchus Gedalus, brings down, why does the Yavim have the person who doesn't want to do Yibum, why his shoe taken off? Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that you should tell the Yavim who does not want to be Miyabim, his brother's wife, that he's a Rasha. Why? Because through you could have been Mekayim with your goof the mitzvah of Yibum, and you held yourself back. Therefore your shoe should be taken off like a Avel, like a mourner, and a menuda, someone who is put in under a ban, who usually go barefoot. And then the Baal Hilchus Gedalus continues, Miti besucha shabagufcha yisa yachol l'kayim zerachicha, from the small seed of your body you could have brought a child for your brother to keep his name. Therefore she should spin your face from saliva, which is also a dirty small amount. And then the Dayanim answer after the judges say Chalutz Anal three times, referring one time Ka'avel, take the man who had his shoe loose, the first time refers to an Avel, a mourner, the second time Kemenuda, like someone under a ban, and Chalutz Anal a third time like someone who rebels against doing a mitzvah. And that which the Rambam said, assume a blind person cannot do chalitza, the Ravid says, that's only if there's somebody else who could do the chalitza. And the Mefreshim bring down that the Rambam is only speaking chatchila, but b'diavad, the chalitza, his chalitza would be kosher, as explained in Gemara Yevam, Estav Kuf Gimel Amir Aleph, because later on the Rambam says that even if she did not spit at all, the chalitza is also kosher. Halacha test. Nimtza say the chalitza kachu. It comes out that the order, the procedure of the chalitza ceremony is as follows. Keri hitchila me'en yevami lahakim lechav shem bisol le'ava yabmi. That first the woman says that my husband's brother refuses to raise up his brother's name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of the husband's brother with me. Then the yavam replies, lechafatza kachta, I don't want nevacha kachtachlitz, and the chalitza is done. Vacha kachtark, then she spits. And then recites Kochi Yasalisha Shalay Yivna Espesachov Vinikish may be so base cholitz and all. So should be done to a person who does not want to build his brother's name in the house of Israel, and he should be called the house of him that had his shoe loosed. Halacha Yud, Ve'ena say the Ma'akiv, the sequence is not essential, does not stop it from being a kosher chlitza. Im came like kavetchil lehi v'lehu. Es shiraka kavacha kacholtz. Es shikar vacha kachoka chlitzosik sheir. Rambam sing as follows: that the sequence is not that important. In fact, if neither he or she performed the recitation first, or if she spit and then removed the shoe, or recites the verses and then spits, the chlitza is kosher in all cases. Lamed leisach of the sarkal. Say this: the Rambam asks, why shouldn't she go back and spit again in the proper order as required? Shema yemu kikakal avada en aklum vein apesas menachem. Because we're afraid people might say that spitting alone has no effect and does not make her ineligible to marry one of the brothers. Halacha yidbeis cholze bilvad v'lei kar v'lei rakka. What happened if she only removed the shoe without reciting and spitting? And surely if she removed the shoe and she recited the verses and didn't spit, that means she did two of the three, or she removed the shoe and she spit but she did not recite the verses, but in both cases it comes up she had to at least remove the shoe. When does this halacha apply? That when the both parties are able to speak and are fit to recite the word. However, a man or woman who's a mute cannot perform the chalitza. If they did perform a chalitza, their chalitza is not kosher. And like we've explained many times in the Rambam, that if a person can do something, so then even if he doesn't do it, it doesn't ruin the thing, but these people, being they can't speak, so therefore it's absurd. However, the Rambam says they are not compared to deaf mutes who have performed chlitza, whose act is nothing, and over here we say the chlitza is defective. Why? Because a deaf mute is not regarded as a person of a sound mind, but over here these are people of bnei das, so therefore we only say that the chalitza is puzzle. Halach yudal, rakka levach leichotzav leikara. What happens if she just spit without removing the shoe or reciting? Eisha rakka v'karv leichotzav, if she spit and she recited the verses, she did not remove the shoe. Hareza kechalitza psula, this is considered as a defective chalitza. Karehi v'hu v'leichotzav leirakka. If both him and her recited the verses, but she did not remove the shoe, and she did not spit, she didn't do anything at all. Shnema kochi yaslisha amaisa shehu achlitza akika hisha meil. Well, akriya in makelis vein meilis. So the Rambam says, because you learn it out of the verse, that the verse says, so shall be done unto the man. That something has to be done, which is either the removing of the shoe, the spitting, but the recitation of the verses alone is nothing. What happens if she removed the shoe, she spit, she recited it while both of them are seated, or they were reclining on their side, the shayir srei kanal kashal shekem in arkuva lamata, or else if the shoelace is tied to his leg from the knee downward. Or if she recited the, or if the chlitza was performed in the presence, before we said you needed three and lechatchila five people, but the other two could have been amir ratzim, but the first three were supposed to be people who knew how to instruct in recitation. So if even the three people did not know how to instruct, chen asum shachelitz, the same halacha applies to a blind person who did, who chlitza was performed with, although we said he should not do it. The klitza is nevertheless valid. If the klitza was done at night, or in the presence of only two people, or in the presence of three, and later on we found out that one of them was a relative or otherwise disqualified, or else if the shoe was tied above the knee, or if he untied the shoe and she just removed it, Eisha tiri hi v'shamatu, or if she untied it and he removed the shoe, Eisha niskavni hi v'lein niskavnu, or if he, if her intention was for the purpose of chlitz and his was not, Eisha niskavnu v'lein niskavnu, or if he had the good intention, she did not, v'chein tanisha chotz l'gadol, and the same halacha would apply with a minor, a girl who performed chlitz with an adult, chlitzasim psula. The chlitza is a puzzle, is, in all these cases it is defective. Chenim chalitza b'fnei yachid v'afilu b'nei l'b'neu b'layla reza chlitza psula. Same halacha applies if she performed the chlitza in, only in the presence of one person, or if she performed it to alone at night, the chlitza is puzzle. Avcher shet v'katim shechalitza. However, if you have a case of a deaf mute, an imbecile, or a minor, who chlitza was performed with v'chol achelitz the mishib tur min achlitza, or anyone who performed chlitza by a woman who is exempt from it, umin ayibim ein achlitza. So then the chlitza is nothing at all. Halacha yudzayin yavim shiragla iman shchatuchay achelitz v'smol, or yavim who his right foot is severed cannot perform chlitza with the left foot, because he learned that gzeir shava from mitzayu regal that it has to be with the right foot. If the chlitza was performed with the left foot, chlitzas apsula, it's defective. If his foot bent backwards, it was turned to the side, they used to walk on the front part of his feet, so he wouldn't implant his heel onto the ground. He cannot perform chlitza, because the man who is submitting to chlitza has to plant his heel firmly in the ground, and he can't. And if she performed chlitza on a man whose foot is like this, the chlitza is possible. The Ravid argues and says that if he walks on his front toes, we never heard that chlitz, that the way he walks can make it possible from chlitz. Pershim explained the Rambam speaking as follows, that they asked a question that the Rambam said previously, that if you, the shoe's tied from the knee and down, it's kosher. So if his foot's cut off, why can't you tie the foot from, why can't you just put it where the foot's severed, if it wasn't severed from above the knee? So other ones answer, because the Rambam holds that you have to be able to implant your heel in the ground. So although it's, if it's tied under the knee, nevertheless he has a heel which he can implant in the ground, but this person doesn't have a heel. However, Rashi and the Rashba hold that if it would be cut from under the knee and the shake remains, so then it's considered me'al ragli, that she's taking the shoe off his foot, and it would be a kosher chlitza. And that which the Rambam said, that it's possible in all these cases, because he's, it's a person who isn't right to implant his, fit to implant his foot in the ground. And the Ravid argued and said that the Amemer and the Gemara in Yevamis, the Baal Amemer, the person who said this halacha, never meant to say that it's possible. Rather, he was saying that l'chatchila you had to have to be able to implant your foot in the ground, but not that it was a psul b'diavad. Halacha yirvav, yirches, yirvav mishe yedah chatuchas, if you have a case of a system whose hands were severed, chaletzes lechatchil v'afil b'shinah, so she could nevertheless perform chlitze even with her teeth, shalei nemeh v'chol tzibyed, because it doesn't say that she should take off the shoe with her hands. However, if the chalitza is performed with a cloth shoe, it is not a chalitza. Alam chalitza b'minul she'en le'akav, shahaya tafa b'pishne, shahaya minul shel seyor, eishel siv, eishel sham, eishel eitz, shahaya minul gadol she'en yachol ahalach bei, a katan she'en achefas rev raglav, a minul porim she'en achefa rev haregol, a nifka she'en mekabal rev haregol, chitzas b'psula. Now the Rambam enumerates many cases that not only is it a defective, that previously he said that if it was chalitza b'minul shel beged, it's ein chalitza. Now he says cases when it is the chalitza is defective. So he mentions as follows, that if the shoe had no heel, or it was sewn with flax and thread, or was made of hair, or bast, or bamboo, or wood, or was such a large shoe that the yavam could not use it for walking, or it was such a small shoe that did not cover the main part of his foot, or it was torn that it does not cover the greater part of his foot, or if it was so defective that it cannot hold the greater part of the foot, in all these cases, the chalitza is considered defective. Chalitza b'sandal shel eitz, if the sister-in-law performed the chalitza with a wooden sandal, mechupa or which was covered with leather, eshayisa kakiyese or lechayi shel seir, or a sandal whose lower part was the part that touches the ground was leather and the upper part was hair. Eisha chaltzel sandal shel small me'al ragle ha'imonis, if she removed the left sandal from the yavam's right foot. Eisha leia ha'yaminol shalei, if the shoe was not, did not belong to me, Eisha leia godes shiach lahalach bei, or if it was too large, but there is a word over here, shalei, which is in brackets, because it should be that that if it was large, but nevertheless it could be used for walking, if it was small but still covered the greater part of his foot, or if it was torn but still covered the greater part of his foot, or if it was defective but still held the greater part of his foot in the shoe. In all these cases, the Rambam says the chalitza is kosher, it's valid. Sandal ha-mesugar va-muchlet v'shalavet zor sham nichnes ha-baragle atzur le-sachletzrei. If you have a sandal which was under observation for leprosy, or which was already declared leprous, or if it was a sandal used in teshuva and idol's foot, so not, all these shoes should not be used for chalitza. However, if it was used, although it's forbidden, it's although the foot, the shoe that's used for idol is forbidden for pleasure, it's kosher. However, on the other hand, the sandal made out of an offering to an idol, or shalir nidachas, or which belonged to, came from a condemned city, where everything has to be burned, shenasa lamesha yikvabei, or if it was made for a dead person's burial, to bury him with, imcholzebe chlitzosa psula, if the chlitza was performed with, it's a defective chlitza. Why? Sherei ein eimed lahalachbeg, because it's such a sandal that was not intended for walking. Kara minol me'al ragle, if the woman ripped off the shoe from his foot, eisha sarafasa, she burned it, eisha lovesh te minol v'cholzo elyon, if he was wearing two shoes and she only removed the upper one, apple pisha kora tachtin achin skal saragle, although she ripped the inner shoe, which thus exposing his foot, hareza chlitza psula, it is considered a defective chlitza. Yavamisha achla shum a garg, if you have a case of a yavamu who ate garlic or garden rocket, mukietza midvam shamarvna sarek, or similar things which cause a lot of saliva to be in the mouth, and the spit was dripping out of her mouth on its own, einakum is not considered good, until the saliva must issue of its own accord. It's not that something else caused it. If she spit blood, or if it flows out of her mouth, ain't a klum, it is nothing. V'im matzatza v'rakra kosher. However, if she sucks it in and then spits it out, it's valid. She efshel adam shenimtzat v'lei tzachtzuke reich. Because the Rambam says, because blood that was sucked in, so if it was spit out later on, it must have been diluted with some saliva. If she spit, but the saliva was carried away by the wind before it reached opposite his face, for example, if it was a case that she was tall and he was short, in a klum, it's nothing. However, if the saliva was blown away after reaching his face, even though it did not reach the ground, it's kosher. Similarly, if the judge, although we mentioned earlier the judges have to see the spit, if they didn't see it, it's kosher. Chlitza mutas. If you have chlitza which was performed under false pretenses, is defective. Keter, example, gain sha'amulay. If they told them chalitza, you should submit to chlitza with her. And this is the way she you marry her. They told him that it's a mitzvah to perform chlitza, and you will lose nothing by it. They told him if later on you want to be miyam, you can. Or any other similar way that they tricked him, it's a defective chlitza. However, if they tricked him and they told him chalitza almanasha titan loch masayim zuz, before submit to chlitza by her on condition that she'll pay you 200 zuz, or on such and such condition, although she did not give the 200 zuz and the condition was not fulfilled, the chlitza is kosher, because by a chlitza conditions don't help. Why? Because by chlitza we know that you can't do it through a shliach, through an agent, and anything that you can't performed through an agent, you cannot make tanayim with, because it's not similar to the condition of b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, that where we learned out all four degrees of conditions from, where over there the condition was fulfilled through a shliach, because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded Yeshua to give them the land, and he gave it to them. The Gemara explains that although she said she's going to give money, it was only a joke, because if she doesn't want to be married to him, she wouldn't be giving him money. Because the chlitza is kosher, because his intention was to perform chlitza. If a person prior to submitting to chlitza issues a declaration invalidating the chlitza, therefore it's fit that the judges should tell him Levata Amidot to annul his declaration, Kederech Shaisim Beget, just as they would in the case of a get, which we learned in the Hilchis Kitten. Lachtu Yisrael and Viku Achacholitz, if Jews forced him to and beat him until he submitted to Chlitza, Im Kedin Asu Chlitzasak Sheris. Then, if they acted according to the law, it's Chlitzas Kashav. Im Shalei Kedin Asu, if they didn't act according to the law, again Shahayu Adyetis. For example, they were miners who forced him. Eshato, or else they acted in error, then the chlitz is possible. If non-Jews pressed him to submit the chlitz on their own initiative, then the halach is as follows. If the law requires him to submit the chlitz, the chlitz is defective. Then shalekadin, and if the law does not force him to submit to chlitza, ain't a chlitza, then it's as if nothing was done at all. Halacha chavav. Kol makom shamana ain't a chlitza, elei asakum, ain't a klum. Anytime where we mention the laws of even chlitza, that it's not considered chlitza, he didn't do anything, it's nothing, it's as if there was no chlitza at all. Lei nasal of kervasev, lei nifsam in akuna, and her relatives don't become forbidden to him, and she doesn't become possible for Menga Kayin, Umates Lisyabim, and she's permitted to be Miyabim with the Yavim later on if she wanted. Chomakum Shamana Chlitzas Absula, anytime where we use the Lashon that the Chlitza is defective, Nesor Lov Kreveser, her relatives are forbidden to him, and Nifsam and Akuna, and she becomes possible, disqualified from Kunav Nesal Ha'achin, and she cannot marry any of her brother in law, Zainim Misyabemis, and she cannot come Yavim to that Yavim, the Enim Mutesinas the Zor. At the same time, she cannot marry a stranger, Chetalpitz Chlitzik She, until she'll go through a valid Chlitza. Halacha Chav Zayin, Ava Venisis, if she transgressed and remarried, Hareza Chelitza Chlitzik She, Vitachas Baila, so the Yavam must submit her proper chlitza by her, and she remains with his second husband. Ven Metzinas Him Yodim, we don't take her away from him. We don't force them to separate. However, we do separate them until there is chlitza. Just he doesn't have to give her a get. Halacha Chavches, Yavama Shagadu Beina Achen, if you have a case of a Yavama who grew up among her brother-in-law, so the Rambam is saying we don't have to be apprehensive that maybe privately between them she did chlitza to one of them and she became puzzled to them. Rather, she could be miyam to any of them. If we saw her take off the shoe of one of them, nifsa, she becomes a puzzle to be miyabim. And Aleim of Shem Niskan Chlitza, because maybe her intention by it was for Chlitza. And then the Ram says it's Zicha Chlitza Ksheira the Atilazar. However, to make her permitted to marry a stranger, she has to go through a proper Chlitza. And the Mephoshim explained that if we were sure that she did not have any Kavanah for Chlitza, she wouldn't become a apostle. And the Kesef Mishnah explains that although the Rambam had previously said that if one of them has Kavana, that a Chlitza without Kavana makes it possible, that's only if the husband had Kavana and the wife didn't, or the wife had and the husband didn't, but if they, we know for sure both didn't have Kavana for Chlitza, then it's nothing. Halacha Chav test. Get Chlitza Shanu Kesem Lo Eina Lo Maisa Bezin. When we write a Shtar, a bill of Chlitza, is no more than an act of court, Kadeshi Yibiyodirai Shneflitz, in order that there should be in her hand the evidence of proof that she went to Chlitza. Benedianum Cholzen Elam Kain Markirin, and the judges cannot certify a Chlitza unless they know the party's concern. The Fikach, therefore, Mishur Azay Shneflitz, if those who observe the Chlitza, Kaisen Laget Chlitza, write the deed of the Chlitza, Ava Bishain Markim Shazui, although they don't know exactly that she's the daughter of so-and-so and the widowed wife of so-and-so and that this is the brother, because the judges who in whose presence this whole chlitza ceremony took place recognize the woman and recognize that it's her brother-in-law, and they let the whole ceremony go through, and then the chlitza happened. Another Ram says in big word, this is the nusach of the get chlitza, which people have the custom to write. V'yein pleni kach v'kach l'yech, pleni shnas kach v'kach l'b'yisalma, on such and such day of the week, such and such a day, such and such month, in the year so and so to the creation of the world. The minyan der gilma l'mimni b'yim makam pleni, according to the reckoning which is used in such and such a place. He over here also you see just like Baget, he starts with Hebrew and then he goes to Aramaic. Anachnu dayne de mitzisina chasminim lesata, we the judges of whom some are signed on the bottom, b'meisit tlasa kechad avina yisivne b'edina v'slika l'kadmona plenis baras plenis al malta de pleni, that they say we were sitting three as one when session at court when so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so, the widow of so-and-so, appeared before us, the kavinus, the kadmona, kvar chadish made plainly by plainly, and presented to us a certain man named so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. V'chein amalon, the plainly star, and this woman so-and-so, this daughter so-and-so, told us plainly by plainly, the noach, the plainly by the mavu, havid, the avina, the sivnele, the shachiv, the chayl, the rabbanon, the holy soul, shavak. So she tells the courts, this man, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, was the brother by the same father of so-and-so, my husband, to whom I was married, and who died, leaving life to our masters and to all Israel. And he did not leave neither a son or daughter to inherit him, to take possession, and to raise up a name in the Jewish people. And his brother is fit to be miyami. Vishmaidanula plenty did not So then it goes as follows. Now then, now she tells the court, now then our master say to him, if he be minded to marry me, let him do so. If not, let him turn his right foot toward me in your presence, and I will loose his shoe from his foot and spit before him. And then the court says, and we ascertain that this man so-and-so was indeed the brother by the same father of so-and-so, and who deceased, and we said unto him, if you want to marry, do so. If not, turn your right foot toward her in our presence, that she may loose your shoe from your foot and spit before you. And then turned back and answered us, listen, I do not care to marry you. We then said to the woman to recite the pasuk of my husband's brother refuses to raise up his brother a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of my husband's brother with me. And we also told him to say that I do not want to take her. And thereupon he turned his right foot toward the woman, and she loosened his shoe from his foot and spat before him with a spit that was able to be seen by us, the court, and it went from her mouth to the ground. And then we told the woman to recite another verse, which was, so shall be done to the man that does not build up his brother's house, and his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that has his shoe loose. And then we, the court, and all those who were sitting before us answered after her three times, Chalutzanal, 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 Tfazimne. Him that his shoe is loose, him that his shoe is loose, him that his shoe is loose three times. Umisavit of the dog, Kadmone, Sharunit, Lepenis, Da, Lemhachlis, Nasro, Lechoman, this. And after this act was performed before us, we have permitted this woman so-and-so to go forth and to marry whoever she desires, and no man can stop her from this day forever. And this woman so-and-so demanded of us to write this get chlitza, and we have written, signed, and given it to her that to certify according to the laws of Mesh and Yisrael. Halacha Lamed Aleph. Shtai has to be attested by three of the judges, or at least by two of the three. Eish Naim Sharoa Chlitza, two people that saw the Chlitza, Avapisha Enema Diyonim Shachot Zbafneim, although they are not the judges before whom it was performed, commercial beyond as we explained. Vafilu Isha Yavere Katan Shumak of Novin Namanim Lema. And even a woman, a slave, or a minor who knows the parties and has a little understanding, as in all other testimonies of the Torah, whether dealing with money or prohibitions, they are not believed, because this is a thing that you'll find out. And if the Yavim wants to be Miyavim on their testimony, he could be Mekadosh, or Miyavim, or Kesluk, Suwa, Kmei Shedan. So if he wants to be Miyavim, the woman, he has to be Mekadosh, although in the Torah, really, he shouldn't have to. And he writes Ksuba. And he, as we explained previously, now the Rambam says this is the nusach of the ksuvah siyavin she'nagram. This is the nusach of the ksuvah that the people are accustomed to write. And he goes b'yayim pleni kach v'kach v'yach pleni on this and this day to this and this month shnas kach v'kach l'minim pleni this and this year to the way the years are counted. In this place, Ech Pleni Ben Pleni Osla Kadmona, how this person came before us, Echei Namalon, and he told us, Achi Demin Abba Shachiv, my brother from my father died, V'chayle Rabbanu L'chol Yisrael Shavuk, and he left life for all the Jewish people, U'bar Abbas Yaris U'machsen U'mekim Shema B'Yisrael Shavuk, he did not leave a son or a daughter to inherit him, to leave him a name amongst the Jewish people, V'Shavuk Ahi Itzad Shema Pleni Spas Pleni V'chazali Minarais L'Yabumiya Sekirachsiv B'Sefer Rais Demesha. And he left this woman whose name is so-and-so, who's fit from the Torah for to be miyabim with me, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yavam Yavaleh, that the Yavam should go to his wife and live together with her. With Tzvi is plainly da, V'siyavnis l'pleni bar pleni yavam l'akumi shmo b'yisok l'chsiv v'haya ha'b'chor sh'telet yakum al shem achav ha'meis v'geimet. And the Rambam continues, and this woman gave herself over to the marriage of the Yavim, to so-and-so, her brother-in-law, in order to raise up a name in Israel for her late husband, as it is written, and it shall be the firstborn that shall give birth to, shall succeed in the name of his brother that is dead. Kasav la pleni yavam la pleni sivim te kesav zuze masin de chazi la de havan ksivim b'ksuf de kasav la bayla kadma v'esef le medilei kach v'kach v'dan nedunya de anholas le kishar tev se ksuvis. And then the shtar ksuva finishes, and the yavam so-and-so wrote to this woman so-and-so, his sister-in-law, the amount of 200 zuz that is fitting for her, which was written in the first ksuba by her first husband, and he added on from his own so much and so much, and this is the dowry which he brought to him, as in the forms of all other ksubas. Tesis ha-ksuba, the form of the ksuba. V'yem pleni, eif pleni ben pleni, amal pleni, espas pleni, besulta kalosa. On such and such day, how so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, said to so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so, his virgin bride, heavily into kadas mesha v'yisol, you should be for me for a wife, as the, according to the laws of mesha and izah, v'anah b'meimah d'shmaya, eflach v'ekev v'aseveh v'ezen, v'afarnes v'achsi yaschi, kehilchis gevran yudon d'maykin. And he says that, and me by the word of heaven, like as a promise, I serve, I honor, to support, to feed, to sustain, to clothe the woman according to the practice of the Jewish men who serve, honor, support, feed, and sustain, and clothe their wives in truth. Which were the words of Moisin, Vizan, Mufanisim, Masim, Yasnashan, Bekushta, Vyahav, Vinalachi, Mayer, Besulaichi, Kesav, Zuzi, Masim, Deinun, Mezuzi, Kaspa, Essen, Vachamish, Dechazalachim, Deraisim. And then, for this, the woman is giving the price of virginity, 200 zuz, equal to 25 silver zuz, as is fitting, and the food, the raiment, the need, all according to the way that the world is done. The tzvi is this is all what the man is saying, that he's giving that price for her. The tzvi is plainest star v'havasli le'intel le'pleni dana v'ratza v'hesef la tesis al'ik k'suvta ad mishtam kach v'kach. And this woman, so-and-so, being of this, also wanting to marry her, became wife to this man, and he of his own will added unto the statutory amount of the k'suba a supplementary amount of so-and-so. And see, he goes back from Hebrew to Aramaic to Hebrew, and the ksuba continues, and the dowry which she brought to him amounts to so and so. The whole amount was received by the chosin and came to his hand, into his position, into his possession. And he assumed all of it upon himself as a loan and a debt. The Rambam continues, V'chein amal lana pleni chasna dana, and so-and-so the bridegroom spoke further to us and told us, Achayas ksuvta kula ikka ksuvah undunya v'teses v'shar t'nai ksuvah kabila salai v'al yoseh basrei v'al kol shfar areg nixin m'knina de islay t'cheis kol shamaya. Dekani udasa nalamikni mimkari umimtatli agav metatli. And the chassan is now taking responsibility for the entire ksuba, the statutory amount, the dowry, the supplementary amount, and all other conditions which were attached to the ksuba. He accepts on himself and upon his inheritors and upon the choicest possessions and acquisitions that he has under the heavens, that all that he acquired and which he will acquire, whether real estate or movable objects which are attached to the real estate, all should be as a guarantor and security for the entire ksuba, the basic amount, the dowry, the supplementary amount, to be repaid during his lifetime or after his death, even from the cloak, the shirt on his back. And k'nina mi pleni da mi kol mai de kosum mi far shayla k'nin shalom de lake smach de lake tuvsa de shtoy ala kachezik u kachay mi kol shtoy ksuvs an ergis bisol Hagen Nuxirken Rabbi Senezal, Vachasman al Shtagsu, Zebizman Niskel Ir, Vael, Vakol Baru Shara Vakayim. And the Rambam finished, and we have received from this person all that is written and specified before with the perfect acquisition, not as an unsecured promise, nor as a mere documentary, but with the power of all ksubas that are customary in Israel and in a proper accordance with the enactments of our masters of blessed memory.